Okay. Bouhaha is back. We have another one. Oh, yay! Welcome. It is I, as always, the Lady Lord of the Damned. And Sammy James has another one, okay? She got off her ass. We're getting regular episodes again. Yes, this is two weeks in a row. It's been a while since that's happened. Anyway, okay, so this one. So lots of things are creepy. Kids are creepy. Dolls are creepy. Ghosts are creepy. People are creepy. These things get talked about on this episode, and I'm just gonna let you get to, oh yes, there are spoilers for, speaking of creepy dolls, there are some spoilers for the series Chucky on Sci-Fi with the doll Chucky. There are some spoilers for that, so just be aware of that listening, and now you can enjoy Paranormal Divinity. And here we go. We're recording now. Thanks for being on Boo-ha-ha. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. I have my guests introduce themselves. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Well, hello, you guys. I'm Devine Kerr, and I'm a stand-up comedian and visual artist and a horror movie fan. Well, I like to think I am, but there's some real hardcore ones out there for sure.
And I don't police, the horror fandom for this show. I have had people who like,
Who are
I hate horror movies. I'm just like, okay, why'd you ask to be on my horror movie podcast
exposure? Well, I police myself because, we'll probably talk about it later, but it's cyclical for me,
Yeah, I mean, and we can talk about it now a little bit of what was your intro to horror? That's the first thing I ask on this.
Well, I started loving horror movies because I had crushes on dudes who loved horror movies, so I wanted to impress them. To find out that they were creepy for liking those horror movies, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to be the victim. So I stopped liking it, and then I went back at liking it later, and then I started having kids. And having kids make you more scared of horror movies because kids are terrifying at night. When you have a 3-year-old in the dark, at three in the morning on a rainstorm saying, Mama, and you go in the hallway, he's wearing a white pajama and he has a nosebleed, it's horrifying. So I couldn't watch horror movies anymore. And only recently I went back to it because my youngest is 10 and it seemed to be fine now. So it's
Okay.
weird.
Yeah. I don't have kids, but I remember one time my nephew was 6 and I was watching him,
Right.
and it was like in the like early in the morning. He was awake because that's what kids do. He just
Yeah.
came into my room. I was like, wakey,
Kids are creepy, man. I mean,
wakey.
you love them, but if you watch a horror movie plus kids,
Oh
I'm
yeah.
just pooping my pants with them. I need diapers
Yeah,
too,
it's oh no. I don't trust I've seen enough horror movies that I don't trust any child with a British accent.
Oh yeah. Or I have two boys, and sometimes I'm thankful I don't have a girl just because they would freak me out with wet hair. because of the ring and all these little Asian girls with red hair and the little robe, a cotton robe, and all that would totally freak me out. Which, by the way, my neighbor across the street, their daughter Skylar lives in, her room is in the attic, and she'll stare out the window every time I go running, and that just I just lose it. I can't do it.
Yeah. And I mean, like, to be fair, I feel like I was probably a creepy kid.
Yeah, it's okay when it's us. I was creepy too, but, you know.
Oh, no. I definitely was a little kid who just stared at people. I made a lot of people not want to watch horror movies anymore.
Oh, yeah, I do stare, you know. Well, they say when you stare at people more than 6 seconds, you either want to fuck them or kill them, right?
Huh. Okay. Now I'm thinking of all the people who have stared at me, and I'm just like, huh. I mean, 50-50.
Or it could be both.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, talking about horror movies.
Yeah, it could be both.
Yeah. So, like, what kind of horror... I mean, this is a big question. It's kind of what the whole podcast is about. Not what kind of horror movies are you, like, currently into, but I know I can't do anything too real.
Yeah, like the whole series of, like, Paranormal Activity, stuff like that, I can't watch because we have, you know, like, technology at home, and then I would imagine it happening to me, you know, like all the, you know, all these movies like White Noise or like your computer is spying on you and all that stuff I can't do.
Yeah.
But I like the one, I'm really into the Chucky remix, you know, the TV series.
Oh yeah, it's good. It's
so funny and woke.
Yeah, I have not seen the finale yet.
Okay, no spoilers.
So yeah.
But now they're...
It's not up on their website yet. I've been trying to watch it all day.
Oh, really? It's so good. And season two, they renewed it, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch the movie when I was a kid because I had dolls and everything. But the TV show spaces it more, and you're more into the character. And it's less jumpy, right? So I like all the TV remake. Like, I Know What You Did Last Summer, all the Scream. I rewatched all of that. I love Slither because there's a lot of so I like comedy combined with
horror.
You know, like when there's jokes and all. Slither has a nice love romance, and it has like an amazing soundtrack. I mean, it made me love Air Supply.
Nice.
It's so corny. The way they integrated those songs into the scenes. It's just amazing. But Oh, I've been also into Ash versus Evil Dead these days.
Oh, it was so good.
I'm very late to the party, but now that it's on, I forgot which channel that I have now, but anyways, I'm watching it now, and it's
amazing. There's so many channels and streaming options that you can't...
I can't keep track, and plus I let him hold the remote control, so I don't know which one he selected, so when people ask me, what is it on? No clue, you know? Like.
Yeah, well, and that's, like, I don't watch, like, TV very often. Right. I want, like, it's like, oh, what channel is that? And it's like, I don't know. And I stole it. So I'll edit that out. No, I don't do that anymore, but I used to do that a lot. I'd be like, yeah, I just started this show. And I'd say it, and someone would be like, that comes out tomorrow. I'm like, I just saw it. Like, I did, like, I'm not even thinking. I'm just like, oh, it says I can watch this.
That's awesome. I'm too paranoid when it comes to torrent and all these downloading
things. Yeah, well, that's I don't do it anymore.
Well, I'm just not tech savvy enough, I think, you know, and then just I mean, I was scared of getting arrested from downloading music on Napster back in the 90s, you know?
Yeah, if the FBI is listening, I don't do it anymore.
Oh, right.
I mean, like, even if they aren't, even if you aren't listening, FBI, I still, like, I actually don't do it. Okay, this has gone too far. I have not seen the I Know What You Did Last Summer series. I've seen the movies. I haven't seen the new series. What's
I like just, season one. Season two became very stupid.
Like the second movie.
Yeah. And season one, I mean, it's about twins. And the minute they say that, you already know someone's going to steal the other one's identity, because what else do they do with twins, you know? But
yeah.
Yep. But it's still good. I still like it.
Yeah. So many creepy twins in horror movies.
Yeah, yeah. They really, I think it's like jealous, petty people who are mad at that bomb, so they want to ruin everything. They're like, there's no way they love each other that much. One wants to steal the other one's life, you know? Mm-hmm.
This is a guilty pleasure movie of mine. It's really bad.
Which one?
Have you ever seen Basket Case?
Okay, another confession is I am Dory from Finding Nemo.
Oh.
Some movies I've seen and I don't even remember seen it. So the and title sounds familiar. Refresh.
Okay, and this is, you will know if you have seen this movie.
Okay.
This is twins.
Oh.
Okay, and it was, they were conjoined twins and the one was removed, but
right.
Like, was separated and it's like basically like a blob.
Oh my god.
So the grown up, he like keeps his twin brother in a basket that he carries around.
Wow, that's something.
Oh, it is. And listen, this sounds incredibly disturbing and like it is, but it's also like a riot.
I want to see that. I mean, I'm from Montreal, and there's a lot of weird. I don't know if you've heard of Kenny. It's a little boy who's on a skateboard, and he only has a chest and arms. He has zero bottom part.
Okay.
And somehow survived, and it was so popular in the 90s. So like that movie, Basket Case, would make a huge hit over there. Like because somehow they like people with missing limbs. I don't know.
I don't know. There's a lot of that in body horror. There's a lot of, like, I'm not super into body horror.
Right.
You know, it's like, and like, a lot of it is like really ableist. It's just like,
yeah, yeah.
You know what would be scary? A blind person. It's just like,
It's interesting to see the values that evolved through horror too, you know, like I think I don't know, I wonder like in the future what would be considered horror, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm yeah. gonna stop there, but
it's fine. But like, although for body horror I do love The Fly.
The Fly was good. Hey, maybe you would know.
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, there's a movie, I remember vividly all the scenes, but I never knew the title, and okay. I've been researching it, and I have no idea. I want to watch it, because I don't know the end.
Okay, so this recently happened to me. I recently discovered a movie that I had been thinking, like, I saw it when I was, like, 10. And I'm like, right. What is it?
What was it?
It was this weird movie from the late 70s called Mausoleum.
Wow, this sounds promising.
It was really bad.
Really?
It's a girl getting like chased through a cemetery.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, my movie's a girl with red hair.
Okay.
Going to an audition.
Okay.
And then basically they capture her and then she has to like wear this costume, and then they burn her passport, everything, and they cut one finger so that she wouldn't match that other person, and okay. She take the life of that other person that's missing.
Okay, I have definitely seen this.
You seen this?
I don't know what it's called.
And her hair kind of looks like Single White Female, but it's not it. And also like Single White Female, you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
There's a scene where that girl who's a psycho masturbates in a bathtub, and I rewatched it and the scene was gone. Is there like a different version? Because I remember it vividly. That was the first time I saw a girl jerk off, because that's how I learned how to do it. Anyways, that's all. I digress. We're all over the place.
Yeah, no. Oh, it's... I don't know what this movie is.
It drives me crazy, because I try to type girl cutting finger, identity stolen, and, not, and nothing comes up. Like, I just can't find...
Yeah.
That movie. So if one of your fans and listener can tell me, that would be amazing.
Yeah. One of you five. Just tell us. Listen, I do this show for me. That's... I honestly don't know off the top of my head how many people listen to this. Less because I've been very irregular with putting episodes right. out lately. So whatever I had, it is less now.
Well, that's why you look like you're enjoying yourself too, because it becomes a, you know, like a daunting sometime when you have to like commit to a schedule. So
yeah.
And there's some pros and cons. I'm enjoying myself right now. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I mean, like, really, having a podcast is just an excuse to have a conversation with another person.
You know, you can call me anytime.
Nah.
I know, people text nowadays. Nobody calls.
Oh, I actually like talking on the phone. Like, I do. And that is... None of my friends like that.
Oh no, I'm old school for that. I'll talk for hours until your ears get sweaty.
Yeah. Know? So here's a question I ask every episode of this show. Okay. Have you ever had a real paranormal experience?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I was at my little cousin's apartment in New York, okay? Mm-hmm. And she's from Paris, and she was a student abroad in New York. Mm-hmm. And her small apartment was a long hallway with no window, so there's no mirror, so there's no way anything reflected anywhere. We were not tripping. We were not on drugs. It was 3 a.m, and I wasn't the only one. My husband was there. My cousin was there. All three of us saw a little light in the hallway, beaming and bent over, looking at us. And I don't know if it's an alien or a spirit, but it was not scary, because I would be the first one screaming scared shit, but I was actually calm and serene. It was like Patrick Swayze and Ghost. And it felt like a warm present that said, you're going to be okay, sort of. It was really weird. Yeah. And I tried to find where the light would come from, and there's no way. There was no source of... So I really believe that it was some sort of ghost or spirit or something, and that you couldn't explain, but it felt great. It was like, cool, somebody chose me that night.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know. I like the paranormal experiences that aren't, you know, that aren't like, I was attacked by a spirit, you know? I like
that. Right. No, sometimes, I mean, I've had some scary ones, you know, like after people pass away, all of a sudden the bread falls off the fridge. Mm-hmm. When you talk about them and stuff like that, so I'm like, oh, they're still around. They have unfinished business, and you know, my family believes in ghosts a lot. So
yeah, I'm convinced that my previous dog haunts my home.
wait, you believe that your previous dog haunts you or the other dog?
I mean me.
Oh, you. Okay, I wasn't sure. I thought you meant, like, I'm like, how did the dog tell you that? Like, okay.
No, because, like, listen, here's the thing. My dog that I have now,
right.
She, you know, I had the both of them for the whole time I've had her until this year. And she's not a big people food person. Like, if it's meat, yeah, she wants that. But the other dog, it was just, if it was edible, and sometimes, a lot of times, if it wasn't, he wanted to eat it.
Right.
But this dog, like, I can, like, put a sandwich down, you know, and, like, leave the room, and she doesn't pay any attention to it. So there was, like, one time, she would first, like, that's one thing. But also, like, she was in a different room. I went to the bathroom. I came back and my plate was like, moved.
Okay.
And I'm like, Ghost of Ranger! What's
that? Well, I never heard of a dog that don't like people food. But
Oh, she is weird. She's so picky.
She just likes the kibblet, like the dry, like...
Who she likes dog food, and okay. She likes meat, and like I don't eat. I'm mostly vegetarian. I eat chicken. Right. She eats chicken. Right. She loves chicken.
Okay.
But I'm saying like my previous dog, like if I like dropped a potato chip on the floor, it's gone.
Right. Right.
And she's just like, I don't know. My home is so dirty now. It's aww. so dirty now, because I'm just like, oh, I need to pick that up. No one's
yeah,
gonna...
who needs a Roomba when you have a dog? Yeah. But so just because of that plate incident, you think it's haunted by the previous dog?
Oh, it's happened more than once.
Okay.
Oh, no, I get feelings.
You felt it, okay.
Let me have my dog ghost.
I'm not questioning. I'm just I'm curious to hear other.
Yeah, know, no, like totally, this. Totally. I did have. I still don't know what the hell this was. when I was a kid, I was a little kid. It was me, my brother, and sister. They were downstairs watching something on TV. I was in my room getting ready for bed, and I saw a face come out of my right
come out of where
my ceiling.
Yes, what are you talking about?
I don't
know. What do you mean a face coming out of your ceiling? You're freaking me out. Like, what do you mean?
I don't know, and I don't know if like I was this a dream, like but I remember this vividly.
Shit, like coming out of the Jeep rock, like looking like the ceiling, or an actual face like.
Like looking like the ceiling, like the.
Ugh. Okay.
And it wasn't. And people are just like, yeah, that's that thing, you know, where people see. No, like it was like, Friedman, like.
Wow. Okay, that would creep me out.
And the thing is, I was like 6 or 7.
Right.
And the thing is, it didn't freak me out. It was more. I was just like, hi. And then
I believe it even more when it's a kid, because nobody taught them, so how would they make it up, right?
Yeah,
so I feel like it's more genuine. It's like my little cousin, they move into a new house, and my little cousin was 3, and her name is Kelly. And one day she woke up and said, no, call me Ocho. And we're like, why? And we found out there's a little girl that passed away in the house before that was named Ocho, and how would she have known that?
No, I drank water as you were saying that. I was like, ooh.
It's creepy, right?
Yeah.
It's creepy, and that was before we had iPhones and all, so we couldn't record it. I mean, can you imagine how viral that would have been on TikTok? It would have been famous. I mean, what? I'm missing out.
Yeah. Do you do TikTok? I have an account. I have not posted a single thing.
I posted stuff, but I know I clearly am not in the window of coolness for the people who enjoy TikTok. Yeah.
I feel like the Lady Lord of the Damned would be great on TikTok. I feel like people would like her.
it's amazing how quick it catches on, especially if you post it in the right time slot. Mm-hmm. I didn't learn the whole algorithm, but you should I want to see it.
I'm writing I just wrote a new bit that I feel like is made for TikTok.
Right.
It's at home workouts.
Oh yeah.
but it's like you know, at home workout, lay under a weighted blanket. Get up to pee every 5 minutes.
Okay, that's good. I mean, yeah, that's funny.
There are other ones I can't remember. I have them all.
Yeah,
I've tweeted all of them.
I wanted to do a heavy metal workout once, you know, instead of jazzercise, it's like heavy metal, like trash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Body surfing, you know, but yeah. I didn't have enough. It just would take too many resources to film it. I'm not motivated enough.
Yeah. I grew up in the metal scene. Are you into metal or was that just...
I am by proxy. My husband is a metalhead. So, you know, because of him, I have to be supportive. The same way he's supportive of my comedy, you know.
Yeah, I grew up in the metal and punk scenes in New Jersey.
Cool.
Yep.
I think I like punk more than metal. Because it's still melodious, you know, and it has like a political agenda. And I like Dead Kennedy because they acknowledge the existence of Cambodia. I'm like, yeah, somebody knows about my people.
Yeah, my brother's a big, big metalhead. And it's like, my tastes have really mellowed in adulthood.
Right.
That, like, I don't know. There are some bands, like, I don't know. I still love Slayer.
Right.
You know, Slayer, In Flames. There are still some great bands, but some of it, I'm just like, I don't know.
I do like baby metal. It's not just because I'm Asian, though. I don't know if you heard them, but it's good.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I know this.
Baby metal is so good that you wouldn't think they would be respected, but, like, you know, the big metal bands are admiring them because they merge, like, anime singing with hardcore metal instrumentation, and the combination is really interesting. I went to a concert, and it was really good.
I'm gonna check this out. That is...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, honestly, like, I don't know how far we can bring this conversation, but, like, metal has never come up on this show, and, like, I mean, it's specifically, like, there's a lot of horror, you know, influence, like, I mean, a lot of metal bands have done soundtracks to horror movies.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, metal and punk, I mean... With, like, true. Like the Ramones,
The Ramones are considered metal or punk?
Punk.
Like, I don't know.
It depends on who you ask.
That's true.
But, like, Pet Cemetery by them, the Misfits are entirely... Horror.
Pet Cemetery is one of the movies that scared me the most.
Oh, yeah.
And I never saw it in English.
Okay.
Because I grew up in Montreal, and most horror or movies I watched in French. And the dub version is way more terrifying. That little boy.
Oh, I believe you.
When he said, Dimension. Oh, my God. Horrible. Horrible.
Did you ever read the book? That is one of the... That's the only book... I stopped reading because it was, I've stopped reading a book because, like, I didn't like it, you know, or, like, I'm bored, or, like.
I read Stephen King's and Mary Higgins Clark's. I read all the Cujo, Carrie, you know, and stuff like that, but I didn't read Pet Sematary. I think that would be too much.
Oh, it was, that's the only book I can remember I'm just like, nope, I'm out, nope, I'm done.
I read a lot of V.C. Andrews. I don't know if it's considered horror, but it's about incest. Did you read that saga?
I haven't read.
Oh my God!
But I've seen Flowers in the Attic.
The movie. Oh my gosh! Like to read it, you know, like
That was.
I loved it. I read all of them.
That was one of. That's on my list of movies that I somehow. Found, because, like, I really have, like, a good sleep schedule as an adult. As a kid, like, I just didn't sleep. Like, I'd wake up at, like, 2 in the morning and just watch, turn on the TV and find something.
Right.
So, like, there are movies that, like, I've only seen because of that. But, like, Flowers in the...
I didn't even realize. I forgot there was a movie, so I need to watch it, because, yeah.
You know, but, like, listen, that's all. That's also how I saw Bound as a middle schooler.
What is Bound? I haven't seen
it. Oh, it is not a horror movie.
Okay.
Okay, this is, well, we talked about the Chucky movies and series earlier.
Right.
This was, an early Jennifer Tilly.
Okay.
National Treasure. National Treasure Jennifer Tilly.
I need to look them up. I'm excited. I needed new stuff to watch.
Yeah, it's very gay. It's a lesbian mob heist movie. They're stealing money from Jennifer Tilly's boyfriend? Husband? To run away together.
Nice. Take his money.
Yeah. So, you know, other than Chucky, I will say, like, haunted dolls.
Oh, yeah.
They scare the fucking shit out of me.
Well, Chucky's not that scary because, you know, he's kind of colorful and sweet. Yeah. But the porcelain dolls, they are scary. You know, wearing crochet and lace and, like, all that dolly. They are so creepy, yeah.
Yeah.
And if they say mommy, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, so I have not started it yet, but I've decided I need to write a horror movie based on something because I recently... found a childhood toy of mine.
Oh no!
Yeah. And like, it's like, listen, it's adorable. But like, I'm like,
that's a cute dog. That's not scary.
This, I know, but I'm like, I need to. But it gave me the idea, like, I need to write like a hand puppet horror. I don't think it's, right. I can't think of that, but like, this is, I don't know how I still have this from when I was five.
Oh, that's like three,
that's almost 3 decades ago.
I keep all my toys.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's a cute puppy, but
oh, yeah.
I always feel like puppet would be like, I'm avenging it. This is what you get for putting your hand and fist up my ass all day.
Yeah, I used to make my dad read me Goosebumps books
through the puppy voice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
as
sweet.
The puppy.
So he's just barking the whole time and you have no idea what the story is.
No, but like, well,
aww.
God, my dad would put up with so much shit.
We do a lot of weird stuff for our kids.
Yep.
At least I did. Not my parents.
Yeah. And honestly, this ventriloquist dummies, freaking terrifying.
Oh yeah, and that's like, that. Yeah.
There's a reason that there's like every horror anthology series has a freaking ventriloquist dummy.
Well, it's scary because the doll's more interesting than the human.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a nightmare, you know?
Have you seen Magic?
No.
Yeah, that's Anthony Hopkins loses his mind to his ventriloquist dummy.
Huh. I should watch it. I was more into like Dr. Rictus. Have you seen that one where the scary dentist?
I have not. I know what you're talking about. I know.
Yeah. Or Candyman and you know all those like
Nightmare? Were you a big Nightmare?
I've seen some.
Okay.
A House on a Hill. But that wasn't too scary.
So we are at about half an hour. How do you feel about a quiz?
Sure.
Okay. So the premise is I have... one horror movie picked out, I will give you three quotes from it that get more obvious as we go.
Okay.
Okay. And first quote. A momentary loss of muscular coordination. A few extra foot-pounds of energy per second. That is quote one.
Okay.
Okay.
Quote. That's a quote, not just prompts. Like, somebody just said that. Like it's not even grammar. Like,
mm-hmm.
So I should know if I heard it, but okay. Okay. 7 pounds. No, kidding. Cats. That's a horror movie.
Darling, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in.
Oh, wow. I love that quote, but...
Okay.
Okay.
And final quote. Here's Johnny.
Oh, The Shining?
Yep.
Yes!
Yeah.
I got it?
Yeah.
No fucking way! Okay, cool. I thought I was going to fail at this.
No, and I always make... The third one is always the, like, obvious. It's... I always start with, like, a weird...
Yeah, that first one was weird. I'm like, did they say that for real?
Oh, yeah, no, that was... I probably had the... I had the inflection way off, but that was him...
Oh, that's why.
That was Jack Torrance, like, talking to the ghost bartender about breaking the arm, about breaking. Are there any horror movie quotes that come to you?
Like I said, a lot of them are weirdly in French. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's the "I see dead people," right? Uh-huh. Or but it's not quotes really, it's really the visual. I'm more
of Yeah.
Or sounds. Like there's a sound that's like and I'm still freaked out.
Oh yeah.
By it.
Oh yeah.
Do you know which movie that's from?
Honestly, not off the top of my
Oh fuck, I'm scared now. I'm like... I'll save it till the end because I know you're gonna ask me something and I'm gonna plug it.
Yeah.
Later.
Okay. Cool. So I don't know. I quote the movie They Live just randomly all the time. Do you like put the glasses on? It's just like I will just say it. I'll just...
Here's your cheeseburger.
I'm all out of bubble gum. John Carpenter is, like, he's still my favorite director. It's been a... He hasn't done a lot recently. I think I know he's involved in the new Halloweens.
Right.
I don't know if he just produces. I don't remember if he just produces, but like produces them. But in fact, you know what? I'm looking that up. I'm looking up what he's done recently.
I'm loving my outfit. Too bad they don't see it in the audio podcast.
It's great. It's a great outfit.
It's adorable. Look at that. It matches with my plants and virtual background.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, you listen, audience. You're missing out. You're it's like... I love a good virtual background.
it's cute while you're looking it up.
Yeah.
There's something about the Chucky that makes me mad. All the random rules of like, if you, it's like a pyramid scheme where if you convince one kid to become a murderer, then it activates more dolls. But I thought it would be like the ratio of 1 for 1. Mm-hmm. Like one kid's recruited, one doll's activated, but there's a whole army of Chuckies. How does that work?
Yeah, so the last movie he directed was in 2010. It's mostly been...
Oh, that's
been,
a long time ago.
It's been just producing, at least according to Wikipedia, which...
Right.
Yeah. It was The Ward, which...
I don't know. The Ward? I haven't seen that one.
Young
I'm
woman.
Glad you weren't paying attention. I just gave you tons of spoilers about Chucky, so I'm glad.
Ah!
If you go back to the skip that part.
Okay, sure. Who is, so it's a, The Ward is about a woman who is institutionalized after setting fire to a house, and who finds herself haunted by the ghost of a former inmate at the psychiatric ward.
Isn't that like the premise of every movie?
It's freaking...
They used to be in a cuckoo's house, and then they come out of it mad, and...
Yeah, it's... Listen, I get mad. That's something that I hate when I'm watching a horror movie and the twist is it was mental illness the whole time.
I know. Like, yeah, that I...
It's like, fuck you. Yeah. Now I say that, but I actually did like Tale of Two Sisters. I don't know if you've seen that.
I didn't see that one.
Okay. Not to... Sorry I spoiled the...
I won't remember.
Okay. So I mean, I'm apologizing to the audience.
The other people. Sorry.
<It's okay. laughs> But, yeah. This... It's a Korean horror.
Ooh.
And it was remade. It has an American remake that's not as good, which they all do.
Right.
But it's a I don't remember. I actually don't remember if they're twins, or just sisters. But one sister dies, and the other one.
Yeah, horror movies really hate sisters too, right? Twins or not, there's something about...
Yeah, I mean, look at Ginger Snaps. It's like, they love... It's just like, okay, so it's two sisters. We're going to pit them together. It's just like, one of them dies. Yeah?
Yeah. Or they always kill horny people.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, you like sex? Ha 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 ha. I'll stab you with a knife instead of a dildo.
Yep. I swear, I know I've seen the scene where someone's been stabbed with a dildo.
Oh, I'm sure it's somewhere. I mean, at least in Pornhub.
Yeah. But it's... I don't know. Another thing is, I watch a lot of horror movies. If I see one more dog die,
they're the one who break the rules, right? I thought in any movie they're not allowed to kill dogs or babies, but horror movies are exempt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah. So
I think dead cats are scarier, though.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because listen. They got close enough. They, listen, you know how hard it is to get close enough to a cat? a dog will go right up to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what creepy kid movies come to mind? They came up earlier.
Well, The Others.
Oh, it's good. That's one of my favorites.
The Nicole Kidman, yeah, that scene when she turns around, I screamed in the movie theater. Like, I...
Mm-hmm.
Just any Japanese movie with a kid is just creepy to me because they all look like my family. They look like every relative I have, and it's just so scary. And they always have to wear, like, I don't know. Was it The Witch that I saw? I forgot what it was. And anyways, every time there's a kid, you know, they always see something or they look, yeah, they're just, or sometimes they just ask for a snack and they scare me, you know, like.
Yeah. I feel like Village of the Damned would freak you out.
Oh, I didn't see it yet, but they people recommend it to me, but.
Yeah, and that's, they have British accents. It's like, why? Why do the children have British accents? The people don't. The adults.
The British accent makes it scary.
I know.
Because I have to read subtitles, it helps me like put the focus away a little bit.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm too chicken. My lack of English saves me.
So we're close to 45. We can start wrapping up unless there's anything else you want to make sure we talk about.
Oh, wrapping. Okay, never mind.
Listen, if you can rap about horror movies, I will allow it.
On the spot? No, no. I'll tape it and you can edit it in.
Well, you said it. You need to do it now. No, you don't.
Sure.
So, you know, I forgot to prepare one. I usually have a surprise question.
Oh, for like a...
For like, so I've... Okay, this is, it's usually like a either or
okay.
You need to live with one, you need to deal with one of these, okay? Haunted doll, possessed child, or, you know, child.
So I have to choose one, possessed child or haunted doll? Well, haunted doll, it's not legal to kill it, right? So I have solutions. So I will smash the doll. So I'll pick that. I can handle it.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to go to jail, you know?
Fair. Listen, that's... I usually have one, like, picked in advance. I'm just like, oh.
Because a possessed child, I mean, how do you... They're too young to know which religion they're on, so you don't know which kind of demon you have to chase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's like a Muslim ritual or Catholic exorcism, or yeah. I don't know. So a doll is easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I just saw a great movie. I think it's Thai.
Yeah.
I think it was Thai, called The Medium. About a medium.
Like fortune teller or medium, like medium sized dick, like. like what do you mean by medium?
Yeah, like a medium, like talks to ghosts, talks to spirits, psychic. Yeah. But that was good.
Yeah, the Asian horror movies, they
Yeah.
It's interesting from one culture to another what they judge as terrifying, you know? Like,
Yeah, and I it's like that. I don't know. The freaking Asian horror movies that I've seen, they don't like a happy ending.
Oh no, they don't care about that. You're doomed. You know?
It's like, just like I'm like, whoa!
They're not gonna make it fluffy for you to feel better at the end, you know? They're like, screw you, you signed up for this, you know?
It's like, and it's also like, listen, I need to be prepared. I need to like prepare myself before I watch Asian horror, because, and it's not because of how brutal they are. Or that, like, they often don't have happy endings. That's definitely part of it. It's that a lot of them are freaking long.
It's long and snide, and it takes an angle that you didn't expect sometimes. Now you know how it feels like to have an Asian mom.
Okay. You know, but, like, honestly, my, like, perfect time for a movie is 80 or 90 minutes. So when I, like, see a new movie on Shudder, and it's like, oh, watch this Indonesian movie, and then I look at the... I'm like, ooh, that is 3 hours long. I'm going to
watch it. 3 hours of horror? I can't do that. That's not.
He's like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to watch this.
Well, that means 3 hours of subtitle too, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It's.
Plus, Asian movies make me fat too, because there's always food. No matter which genre. They always eat noodles or buns.
Yep.
And I just end up craving for stuff. Yep. And I stuff my face and then I stress eat because it's scary. And then I gain like 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's this movie? Have you ever seen this movie, Dumplings?
I saw a short film. Oh, no, it was Bun, not Dumplings. That was a Disney short film. What is Dumpling?
I have not seen it. It's been recommended to me a lot. I think it is about...
A horror movie?
Yeah, I think it is about a woman who serves people in her dumplings.
Oh, like human flesh inside of the dumpling?
Uh-huh.
That's the best way to like hide evidence, right? It's like that. Which movie was it that they cooked the whole body and uh-huh. served it as a rack of lamb? Like, I forgot which one.
Well, that's a... I know there's a Roald Dahl story where the woman killed her husband with a rack of lamb.
Yeah, that's it. And then cooks him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she kills him with the rack of lamb, gets rid of his body, but then serves
the murder weapon
to police officers who are investigating.
That is amazing.
The disappearance.
I love that when they're one step ahead, like when you watch Dexter or Arson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I had a podcast with somebody else in the film industry a while back, and they told me what's the best way of getting rid of a human body.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if I should share this here.
I mean, is it dissolve them in lye? Because that's the one I've heard.
Well, my source told me it's so weird. Ah! They told me that, you know, when there's a roadkill,
okay,
when you call the animal control or whatever, I forgot how they're called, to come pick up like the dead deer, you know, there's a special bag that they pick up at a morgue before they get to the animal. Okay. And that special bag, once you put anything in there, nobody questions it. You just bring it back and dump it and incinerate it. So basically, you could just pretend to be one of those road people.
Oh my God.
Specific bag, put whatever you want in there, and it just burn it. And I'm like, oh my God, why are you telling me this?
I mean, listen, I don't have a lot of listeners.
Right.
One of them is definitely a serial killer.
Oh shit. Oh no, I just gave them.
I assume.
Oh my God. I'm not, though, but I know weird stuff because people tell me weird stuff all the time.
Yeah, so I found the movie.
Which one?
Dumplings.
Oh, I thought we found my movie with the lady missing a finger.
No.
Come on, fans, don't forget to look it up for me.
Okay. Mrs. Lee, a former actress, is losing her good looks and longs for passion.
Losing her good looks?
Freaking movies.
Like, it's worth killing people. It's like, oh no, my face is uneven.
Longs for passion with her wealthy husband. Who is revealed...
She's wealthy too? What a spoiled brat. Right? Spoiled issues.
Who is revealed to... He's having an affair with her younger and more attractive masseuse.
Masseuse? So she'll massage a dumpling out of spite?
Okay. In order to boost her image, she seeks the help of Aunt May, a local chef.
Okay.
Okay, she cooks special dumplings, which she claims to be effective for rejuvenation. After Mrs. Lee sneaks a look in the kitchen and sees... Oh, gee, whoa!
Whoa, what?
Okay, and sees a fetus being used as an ingredient.
No! I was gonna joke in my head, like, eating babies, but... Oh, no.
Oh, my God. She's initially disgusted and runs away.
Well, no shit. I thought eating shark fins was bad enough.
Wow. Okay. I don't know if I'm gonna watch this movie.
Yeah, and I don't want them to. I just got into Momos recently. You know, like I'm.
Yeah, I will. I will recommend Zombie for Sale.
Okay.
It's what it sounds like.
Zombies for... I'm not crazy. You know what? Out of all the... Zombies are my least favorite.
Okay.
They're just too slow.
Yeah, Oh, fuck. We just talked about it on a previous episode of the show. They're, endurance predators.
Yeah.
Because they just follow you.
It's... I don't know. It's just like I already have toddlers following me everywhere.
Uh huh.
I don't like zombies.
Yeah. So, we're over 50 minutes. Would you like to shout out a horror hidden gem for the people at home or wherever they're listening?
I don't know if it's a hidden gem. I think more people than I think watched it, but Audition. Okay. It's a Korean movie.
Yeah.
What is it? Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's it. I don't know what other gem. Like, I'm not that niche or underground, I wish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, listen, plenty of people haven't seen it.
But Audition was terrifying to me. Yeah. I really liked that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I mean, I don't know if vampire stuff is considered horror, but Daybreaker is very underrated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Daybreaker?
It's been a while, but yeah.
I really love that one.
Yeah. So, Devine, how can people keep up with what you're doing? Where can people find you on the internet? Plug what you want to plug.
You can look me up and follow me at Devine DC, so Davine DC, on Twitter, Instagram, Clubhouse. And if you look up Devine Kerr on Google, on the Googles, you can find my website, which is devinecomedy.com, which I need to update my show schedule on there. Mm-hmm. The pandemic made me lazy, but But otherwise, you know, I'm all over social media trying to be seen and loved. And validated.
Yeah.
Sigh.
Yeah. Well, this was wonderful. Thank you so much for...
Well, thank you. Thank you. That was great.
Yeah. And thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back next time with another wonderful conversation about all things horror and supernatural. Or will we?
Recording stopped.